It'd be very hard to put a acreage figure on it, but certainly early sown wheat, barley and triticale have been savagely hit in the last 10 days. Oats not as bad, and forage brassica, which has sort of been sown in the area for the last couple of years, damage hasn't been as bad on it so far.
Of the farmers that you've been speaking with, what sort of damage are they reporting?
It varies, Brad, from a low threshold to 100% wipeout, but it's probably a little bit hard to tell at this stage because the crops have, one to three leaf stage, and currently very hard to tell whether or not they'll come back or whether or not the locusts have taken them below the growing point. So we're not sure whether or not they'll recover. But previous experience suggests that they may not recover.
And what does that mean for those farmers?
Those farmers, I guess they'll be looking at either re-sowing those crops more than likely into a grain crop rather than a forage crop. I suppose a lot of people are blessed with a little bit of food due to the early rains this year, so the food shortage wouldn't be as critical as has been the last previous 3 or 4 years.
Do farmers have that sort of money sitting around to pay for seed and fertiliser to re-sow another crop? When especially after those Christmas rains, they had to pour a lot of money into chemicals to spray weeds.
Yeah, so I guess you've got a little bit of a double-edged sword for this season, where we're faced with reasonable moisture profile, yet the outlook for cereal grains particularly is not that bright. And yes, cost of production is quite high and getting higher by the day, of course. So people don't want to be re-sowing paddocks that have been wiped out by locusts, even though the cost of the seed isn't that high, given it's their own seed, more than likely. It's the time factor that's involved that's probably the biggest cost to growers.
For those crops that haven't been hit by locusts, how are they looking?
Most crops we've had a little bit of rain in the last 10 days, so anything that was sown late February, early March is probably getting close to the grazing stage now. It's the crops that have suffered that have been sown possibly in the last 3 weeks that are at the young, vulnerable stage to be subject to damage from grasshoppers.
Is the threat of locusts putting some farmers off sowing crops?
Yes, absolutely, Brad. I mean, most guys are looking now at starting canola, for example, in the next 2 weeks, and I guess it's a fear of the unknown because we haven't been faced with a plague locust for early sown canola crops, so we really don't know whether or not, firstly, they'll like the canola crops, and of course, when you're talking a seed of up to, $10 to $25 a kilo, it's something risk that growers aren't willing to take at the moment.